We start this evening with Arch News from Alan Corr. And the first story, Alan, is about the further acts that have been added to Guinness Amplify.
Well, London duo Disclosure and Bastille have joined the lineup for this year's inaugural Guinness Amplify concerts. They'll join local heroes Codaline and Dublin regular Ellie Goulding to perform in pubs across Ireland over weekends in September and October. Now, Guinness Amplify is a new initiative to support up-and-coming acts, and it replaces Arthur's Day. Now, the deadline for those up-and-coming acts wishing to take part in Guinness Amplify is tomorrow, July 31st. So go to guinnessamplify.com for details real quick.
Quentin Tarantino and Christopher Nolan have joined the battle to save Kodak.
Well, the film manufacturer has fallen on very lean times with the rise of digital and is reportedly in talks with major Hollywood studios to secure some kind of future for celluloid. Kodak's production of film has dropped by 96% in the past 7 years, but hopefully directors Nolan, Tarantino and honorary Kerryman J.J. Abrams will come to the rescue. Tarantino has said, "I can't stand all this digital stuff. I shoot film." Abrams, who is filming Star Wars 7 on celluloid, has said, "If film were to go away, then the standard for the highest, best quality would go away too. The reason for the change to digital? Easy. It's cheaper." But as Kodak is keen to point out, film is believed to be the only archival material that will last at least a century without the need to transfer content to new media. Looks like we have a vinyl versus CD like standoff here on our hands here, Sean. And I know which side I'm on both counts.
And finally, this sounds like a discussion that has been going on for some time and will go on for some time. Robert Plant responds to Jimmy Page's annoyance over the reunion.
Well, Percy says he is disappointed and baffled by the ongoing Led Zeppelin saga of a potential reunion put about by Page, who says he is fed up with his bandmate for delaying his plans. Plant has repeatedly stated that he does not wish to reform the band, whose last performance was, of course, at London's O2 Arena in 2007. Speaking in a new interview with Uncut magazine, a perplexed Plant said, "I feel for the guy. He knows he's got the headlines if he wants them, but I don't know what he's trying to do, so I feel slightly disappointed and baffled." Now, new remastered editions of Led Zeppelin 4 and Houses of the Holy are out in November, but it looks like the song remains the same when it comes to a reunion tour.
Thank you very much to Alan Corr, and more on RT10, the Entertainment Network.